listeners, and welcome to another week. I'm Ryan.
Casey. And this is I Kid You Not. So, Rye, how was your week?
Oh, I am so fucking tired today. I don't know what it is. I'm not PMSing or anything. I feel like maybe it's the weather.
Rainy weather. Honestly, I feel drowsy too.
Right. I got a good night's sleep, but I am dragging ass. I was driving home from work like, wow, I got to summon the energy for this chat we're about to have. But I'm here.
I'm present.
I'm present. I'm here. Other than that, it's one of those weeks where like on Tuesday, I was just like, how is it not Friday? How do we still have three more days?
I always feel like it's the day after. So it felt like a Thursday to me. And I was really hoping it was a Thursday because tomorrow was Friday and that would have been lovely.
That would have been a way better feeling than the one I had all day.
That's true. Yeah, for some reason, midweek, I always feel I'm a day ahead.
I'm working from home tomorrow. I have a lot of stuff with work going on that requires me to sit and strategize. And for me, the best way to do that is to look at things like big picture and have no interruptions and really be able to spend some time doing this.
Drown out the white noise, distractions, yeah.
And that's just not possible when you're in the office. I am working from home tomorrow to do this, and just knowing that I'm getting an extra hour of sleep tomorrow because of it, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm envious also. That I'm in New York weather where you shouldn't have worn flip-flops until that full week warm weather, because here we are in shit cold again.
I know. I feel like we just don't get a spring anymore. It goes from winter to rain to summer. That's our spring now, is just rainy weather.
I know. I hate to say it because I feel like I'm going to jinx it. I feel like Memorial Day weekend's always rainy and cold.
Right?
Never that warm.
The last 10 years, though, I feel like. Yeah. Because I was just going to say that.
Evolution has pushed us where, you know, fashion and seasons for all four seasons is not a thing. The seasons have definitely pushed back further. Summer starts late. Summer starts really in like July.
Yeah. I remember being in high school and Memorial Day weekend being at the beach without fail.
Yeah.
And it was beach weather. We weren't just there acting like fools. It was actual beach weather. And that's not happening anymore. And that really breaks my heart because
we get chipped.
For me, Memorial Day is the start of summer, even though I know that there's still a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day is, in my mind, what kicks it off. I am in full summer mode by Memorial Day. I try to get all of my rest in and all of my errands and all of my non-beach related weekend activities out of the way by Memorial Day, because I plan on just settling in for summer at that point.
Well, you also work in a school. It's more relaxed than a full year when it's active with children. And I'm sure you still are very active with all the work, but you could maybe do more work home.
It's really like the first 2 weeks of June until graduation are just straight fucking mayhem. We're just nonstop, but that's like mid-June, and then you can kind of breathe a little bit, which is nice. But in my mind, summer is approaching and the weather is not catching up. I have a bridal shower this weekend, and I'm just so confused on what to wear, because in my head, you should be in full spring attire.
Well, look, not even an event. Fuck the event. Every day you leave the house, what jacket do you put on? Because I struggle with, I wore a jean jacket today. I'm like, who the hell do I think I am?
Well, I've been doing a jean jacket also, or nothing, because midday when I go out for lunch, I'm dripping sweat.
I love like a light jacket. It's so drastic that I dread.
So drastic.
The jacket right now. It's fucking
I truly sit there sometimes at work when I'm so hot. I'm like, am I perimenopausal? What's happening here? Well, because
I had that fear.
I'm in a deep fucking sweat.
I had that fear too, because I feel like my hormones have been all whacked out because it's been so hot in the daytime. For some reason, my showroom gets like a sauna. You're actually like melting in there. I emailed our building manager and I said, oh, hey, you know, we're kind of like literally sweating just sitting here. So not asking for a lot of air, because you know, if you ask, they're going to crank it to high level cold, right? Can we just have a little bit of coolness? That would be great. First off, she never wrote back. And fast forward a few days later, the fucking AC is on. It's freezing outside. I like wish I had a blanket at my desk. I was frozen
today. I keep a blanket at work. I won't lie to you. Speaking of people fucking with your air, we had the guy come the other day to do, like, I have a ductless unit. So he comes like once a year to service it and just make sure it's all running good. I was at work. I got home and I was like, it's fucking freezing in here. And I forgot that he was there. And I'm just like doing things. I didn't even check. And like an hour later, I checked. He put it on 68. I don't go below 72 until like June.
I remember you telling me.
Yes. And your boy had me on 68. I was shivering. You tried to freeze me out of my own house, sir. You saw what it was on when you turned it off. Put it back to that temperature. I don't care what you do in your house.
Yes, that's summer. It's that summer air that they put on.
Right.
The building.
I wasn't ready for that. Also, speaking of our hormones being out of whack, Casey, can we discuss Miss Erica Jane and whatever hormone medicine she is on? Because her latest thirst trap, she looks fire.
Yeah, she looks really good. But like, didn't know there was some kind of hormone thing you could take to drop all of this because
yeah.
Sign me the fuck up.
Right? It's called
DMS. Ozempic. No, that's... Well, shit. Never mind. thought it was something in addition. Like a different kind of drug she was
That's what she's out. Claiming. She's claiming that it's not Ozempic, that it's something because of her hormones. They put her on something to regulate her hormones.
I mean, I definitely believe it was Ozempic to start with, but I thought we shifted. Right. God bless. Honestly, there's a few people that look really stellar out there with this Ozempic.
With the big O.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some people that are really struggling hard. Honestly, I would love to take the easy road out and if I wasn't so traumatized by needles from...
Right, you might.
My egg freezing, I might have gone down that route, but...
Right. I have a friend who's did it basically for the whole winter. I think she started in like October, November, and now it's May, and she is down a significant amount of weight, like 60 to 70 pounds. She looks fucking amazing. I get a little upset with her because whenever people compliment her, she's like, thank you, but I cheated. I did Ozempic. You don't have to
give that info.
Give that info. And also, who cares? You did it and you've maintained it since you've been off. Enjoy that.
That's the biggest win is being able to maintain when you're off it. I think that's right. My biggest fear is that I wouldn't be able to.
That's always my problem. It doesn't matter what diet I'm doing. I never got Ozempic, but I've always been a yo-yo with my weight.
I've never been a yo-yo with my weight until this later life.
Always.
That's been
always
a true blessing of, you know, getting to that phase of life. It's been really great exploring this side of things. Thanks so much.
Yeah. I've been dealing with it since college, and I wish I had some good advice to give you on how to deal. I don't. It's just some years you like looking at yourself in pictures, and some years you don't.
Or the mirror, or the other.
In the mirror, you avoid it or you embrace it.
Never know. Mm.
But good. How have you been, other than all that?
I feel kind of like you. I feel really burnt out. I know I've said this like a few weeks now, but I think it's probably because I feel like I haven't caught up, and I don't know if you really can catch up or if it's you just have to have a really good sleep to feel rejuvenated. I haven't been able to sleep well. I would like to kind of keel out a little more than normal. Other than that, work is getting back into the swing. Things have calmed down.
Do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Normally I would. Normally maybe we would have gone to my brother's lake house or something. Because my mom, even though she's doing better, I haven't really heard anything. So I was supposed to have my food therapist. We switched it to Mondays, which I'm excited.
Okay.
But I actually took off just in case I did have plans on Monday. I wouldn't have to rush back or anything. But I don't really have anything in the mix right now, which I probably should try to figure out because I'd like to do something and not be lazy shit.
I don't really have any plans at the moment either. My one aunt is having a big barbecue. They just had to redo their whole backyard and it really does. I went by there the other day. It looks amazing. Way better than it was. There are things, of course, I would have done differently, especially now that I'm a seasoned designer with my Rock the Block experience.
Yes! But... we never talked about it.
Yes!
So excited you watched it.
Oh my God, it's so good. And now, because I'm always looking on Zillow. Do you ever do that? Just look on Zillow see what's for sale and for rent?
The app, yes.
Yeah. So I'm always looking on Zillow. And I saw on Zillow the other day a house that had this feature. And then Portnoy and he just posted his new beach house that he got. I said Miss Peaches helped him purchase it, but I guess it is for both of them. So he posted, I was like, oh my God, she did that on Rock the Block this past season. And now it's becoming a trend. The island with the table that attaches instead of having big dining room table.
That was so looking good.
So good.
Wait, guys, sorry. We're going to off track for a second because I just got to know. So the last season of Rock the Block was all of the some contestants from previous seasons. It was their second go around to try to get the win. And so it was kind of hot and heavy on the competition.
It was a redemption season.
It was a redemption season. So my question to you, Ryan, is when you first started the season, did you end up liking the couple the pairing that you started to like initially? At the end of it, not who won, but the end of it, the complete renovation of it, did you shift or did it stay the same?
No, it didn't shift for me so far. I don't think, except for like maybe season one, the house that's won has never been my favorite.
I think mine was season three, no, four. I agree with you. None of the house. I agree with you 100,000% because it's the value of sale, not on the design.
Right. Which
so
I do.
Frustrating.
It is frustrating, but I like that they do it that way because then it's not like subjective, whatever the word is. It's actually, this is the house that had more value. It doesn't mean it's the best designed one. I do respect that.
But I do agree with you, but I do think there should be an additional component. There is a feeling you get when you walk into a space. Whenever I looked at apartments, you always want to feel that energy. You always want to feel that connection to the property in some form. So I do think that does have value in someone's purchase, and that doesn't get accounted for on the, but who is your favorite? I have two, by the way. I have two.
Yeah, me too. So my favorite were the ones from Renovation Island or whatever, Brian and Sarah Baumler. I don't know how to say
that.
The one with the island that I was just talking about.
Oh, yeah, the rounded curve. Yeah, okay, me too. And then the two boys. Uh-huh.
And the two boys, see, they're two that in the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to love what they're doing. And then when the whole house came together, I loved it.
I loved them from their season, but I didn't enjoy the colors they chose. I knew that I was going to like them because I liked their style.
Right. I really loved Paige and Mitch. They were probably my second favorite, and I loved them on their original season too. I don't like Paige as a character or as a person. Like, she kind of just annoys me.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do like her style every time. I'm like, damn, okay. That came out nice. She's got taste.
There are certain things that I didn't mind. Like, I love the platform bed. I would have been there.
Fucking
I've been all
fire.
Over that.
Right.
The view straight through. But there were things that I felt like, okay, this is really good, but then it fell short.
How the twins did it was probably the right way. How they put the outdoor shower downstairs by the pool, and she put it up by, like, the primary bedroom, which I got what she was trying to do. But, like, if you're going to have an outdoor shower, you want it when you're coming in off the boat or in off, you know what I mean? So
I hated the twins.
I hated it.
I get it's Miami vibe. I get it's like a party house. It's right in the water. They are the most affected, kind of like the young party scene. But it was not. It was too loud and wild for me.
I loved it. I'm so happy that I binged that show. And I already can't wait for the next season to come on.
Now I kind of want to watch some of my favorites from Rock the Block because most of them have shows.
Oh, same. I think I need to see more of like Sarah and the couple. Speaking of things we were watching, I finally watched The Idea of You.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so.
Finished it last night or watched it last night. I loved it.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. You can't. I know. Your hatred towards Anne Hathaway just kind of disappears when you watch
disappears.
It.
Disappears. There's so many things I want to say, not even just about the movie or the plot itself, because it's not that wild, but I need your opinion on so many things about how you would handle them
in
real life. For one, let's just state off the bat the hate that she was getting from the online trolls. And look, I know people can be fucking wild in the comment section. I get that. But the hate that they were giving this woman, it was like she was this 60-year-old withered species. She was 41 and looked fucking fire.
Yeah,
well,
so she's 25, 26, whatever.
Right. So then that brought
29.
me my
29?
No, he was 25, I think.
25.
Because it was, because when he said in 5 years from now, I was like, oh, okay, he'll be 30. So yeah. That's wild that they're making her seem like she's this old hag when she's actually gorgeous. And not just gorgeous for an older woman. She's just gorgeous because she's not an older woman. She's only 41. Anyway, I just want to get that gripe off my chest.
Wait. First off, do you know what the story is based around and what the writer inspired by writing it, right?
No, I don't.
Harry Styles.
Oh, who was he dating?
Olivia Wilde.
Oh, right. Okay. Did people come for her that way?
Well, yeah. I don't know if she cheated or she left Jason Sudeikis, well, but...
Right, but do you remember people coming for her for cheating? I didn't think people were coming for her like this old.
Yeah, because the Asian people wanted Harry, and they got a little psycho.
That is so wild.
The writer said she was inspired by it. She regrets ever telling anybody that it was inspired around it, but it makes sense.
Right.
You start to see the cardigans. You start to see his style. You start to see his...
He is a sexy man.
He's a sexy man.
Do you think it's a big deal to date someone who's 16 years older than you or younger than you? Right now, if we did that, they would be a 21-year-old man. Do you think it's inappropriate to date someone that much younger than you or that much older than you? Two-part question. Do you think there is a difference if a man does it with a younger woman and if a woman does it with a younger man?
Obviously, we're more used to seeing men do it with younger women.
Right.
I think our minds, our cognizant minds, feel like it's more acceptable, even though in whatever form.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's the same thing. But in reality, no, I think women and men, they can, I think no matter what, if a man could do it, a woman can do it in that sense with dating. Do I think 21 for us is a little young? Yes. But if he was like 25 or 20, or 30, and we were like 40 and 42. I think they're like a little later in life. So even though they're young, there's like a little maturity in their mix, even though men mature younger.
So for you, if you were to date younger, it's more about what their age is and not necessarily the gap between your ages.
Right. But I also think that it has to do with the individual. There are the random few that do have more of a mature gentleman-esque way. And I do think that, you know, if the person is truly that special, because if that was me and that was the kind of man that was coming for me, like, I would have had a hard time getting away from that. There's plenty of younger guys that I've dealt with that I would never want anything futuristic. Anything
and are not
with.
That hot.
No. I don't think he was too young, but I do get all the teeny boppers and all, because he was, that definitely doesn't help. His fan base is so young.
Did the ex-husband, did you get his reputation about it? And obviously he's rich.
100%. In one sense, like, I don't think he had any right to say anything, but in another sense, seeing his daughter and her struggling, she having to go to his house, I get the protection on that, but he has no right to say anything to her about her situation.
Right.
It definitely came off way more jealous than anything.
Way more like jelly belly than anything else.
I thought the interaction when he was in there and
so funny, and
he's walking around like comfortable as hell.
For those of you who haven't seen it, her ex-husband cheats on her years prior. She's got a daughter who's in high school.
Yeah.
And she ends up falling for, and he falls for her, this younger man. He's 16 years younger. He's also happens to be a celebrity in a boy band. So it makes him appear probably a little bit more teeny bopper than he actually is.
And he's European, so I feel like they're always more mature.
Yes, they definitely are. But have you think, could I, then I also started thinking, could I date someone 16 years older than me? What's so bizarre is whenever I do see women who date a much older man, I do immediately think they're in it for the money.
Oh,
that's where my head immediately goes.
Yeah, I agree.
Where I wouldn't think that if I saw a younger man going for an older woman, and this is probably my own bias, I would think nothing of it. I'd be like, good for fucking her.
Yeah.
Let her get hers. Bitch, go off. When I see it the other way, I do definitely think it's all for the money. And I've often thought to myself, like, for example, Erica Jane and Tom Girardi. I have had this conversation with several people. I don't know if I could have slept with Tom Girardi just for the lifestyle. He's not attractive, and he's been old balls since she's known him. Like, old balls. I don't know if I could have done it.
First off, I wouldn't have, but I do think that certain personalities and a lifestyle do paint a different picture past maybe looks sometimes.
Yeah.
But overall, you're dealing with an old package.
Now thinking about dating apps, what would you put your max age at?
Oh, I put it at like 42. Like I don't go high.
Yeah, that's where I am, 42.
I'm really trying to still find someone in the range where, you know.
Like exactly my age? That'd be great.
First off, that's the lowest I go is really my age. Not that I can't go lower, but that's where I max it. To be honest with you, okay, if you're going to talk about best case scenario or what you're like willing to work with are two different things.
Right.
Best case scenario, obviously you're looking for somebody who would be a first time in all of those things, marriage, child, and all. But that doesn't negate if you meet somebody who has been married or has children. It's a different type of option. There's a different pool of things, right? I'm still trying to keep it tight enough where in the 1% that there's actually still somebody within that, that would be great. But if it's not,
lovely.
That's fine. I got to ask you something. Did you get emotional at all during the movie?
Oh, yeah. The part that made me the most emotional, I think, was when she went to talk to her daughter at camp and her daughter was like, Dad already lied to me and I just didn't expect it from you.
Oh my God. I got that emotional from all my psychoticness of my past exes. I could really relate to her with the fact that when she found out, when she's sitting there by the pool on the lounge with him and she finds out, spoiler alert, she was hesitant about getting involved with this man or boy. Her daughter went to camp and she just had this world romance of traveling all over with their tour, really sexy romance,
yes.
Love bubble. They're all by the pool and he's hiding it from the world in so many words because he wants to protect her.
They both kind of were. Like yeah. She didn't tell her family.
Right. In the group that was traveling together, these two young girls and some of the other boys in the band, here she is, this 41-year-old that's coming in with her cover-up wearing this hat. When meanwhile, she has this like gorgeous body.
Everyone's being a little judgy.
And then it spilled after all this time they spent together and their connection has really grown. The song that he played for her the first night that he met her was that anytime a band member was on tour and saw a girl they liked, that they would play this song. It was a play. It rumbled her. And I have been in those situations where you feel manipulated and you feel shut out and you feel like, is this not real? Because it felt really real. That's
right.
When I started to emotionally.
That made you cry.
That like broke me down a bit because I started to think of all my past relationships where I have felt exactly how she felt in that moment. That struggle between that to me, that got me.
I think anyone who's ever been cheated on, right, can kind of relate to that moment of being in a space and feeling like, wait, who else knew about this and I didn't? You know,
right.
And that I think for me is always. I don't know why, but I always, in any situation where I've been cheated on or where like someone lied to me, I'm always like, wait, you knew too? That to me makes it so much worse. That I could relate to because I'm thinking about like just any, honestly, any asshole I've ever dated.
I was thinking about that particular asshole, the fireman, yeah. Who literally made me feel special and then kept pulling back and made me feel like a piece of shit every other turn. So I went on the journey with her, I guess you could say at that point, what she was experiencing.
Here's my other question for you. Do you think you could ever seriously date someone who's that much in the public eye, a politician, a celebrity, a reality star, anything like that? Someone who you will get trolls and comments and paparazzi outside your house, or it's harder to have these private moments. Do you realistically think that's something you could do?
To be honest with you, I feel like there's two sides to this. One side, I would say absolutely not. I don't know if I could really take all of that. The other side of it, it really depends on the partner you're doing it with. Like if they are supportive and kind of walk you through what this nightmare looks like, maybe I can handle it and kind of get through it. No, I wouldn't be able to.
I could have a one-night stand with a celebrity for sure.
But that'd be great, but no one needs to know about it.
No one ever needs to know.
Dragged through the mud. I wouldn't say never. I just can't even imagine that would be real. But
I'd have to do what they did, like go off social media, not look at anything else because you'd have to, I feel like, go dark because
I think a lot of these celebrities do that kind of have mental health. They have such
they have to, right? Like you were saying with Harry Styles, like these young girls were coming for whoever he's dating, it's almost as if they really think they have this chance with him. It's a very 100%. Delusional state of being. It's also a lot of the times you're young and the people doing it are young or emotionally fucked up in their own right. So I try to have some sympathy for them. But when you see these comments sometimes, do you think it's different with reality stars? Because if they're doing their job correctly, they're showing us who they really are. So I do feel sometimes like I know them more than I do a celebrity.
Yeah, because I have to be their self in some form. But I would never be able to date a reality star.
No, I wouldn't. Interest. What I think is kind of cool sometimes is that they have these moments. Like, for example, with Kyle, who's been on the show for so long, or Teresa Giudice, who I can't stand, but she's been on the show for so long that she's had a chance to watch. She now has these really like well-produced videos and archives of her kids when they were babies and her youngest daughter being born and all of that.
And she also got them. Married and divorced and in prison.
Right. That's the other side, is that you also have all the negative.
I wouldn't want my personal life exposed to the world on a reality show. Just because that's entertainment for others. I love watching it.
There's no forgetting what you did if you've ever been on a reality show. I truly think that Zac Efron, if we ever met, would fall in love with me. Obviously. I was that delusional teenage girl when he started dating that woman who was a waitress. I was bartending at the time. I was like, guys.
That could be me.
This could be me. This is wild.
I hate to break it to you, though. He does seem to have, like, a dark-haired type.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'm his type, but in my fantasy world, in my Delulu land, I am his type. He is mine, and we are one.
So if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, Zach, we are partners. Guys, we have gotten, in the past month, our dear Craigie, my number two guy of Bravo, has liked two of our stories so far.
And oh, so exciting.
That is huge for me because he's my number two guy. James is my number one, of course.
I'm with you. I agree with that. Oh, Craig, and you're number one in one light. You know, you're off seasons from each other.
Just seeing his name next to that little heart
on our
Instagram just gave me a little chill. Like, there he is. He knows we exist. Oh.
When really he just saw, we mentioned him in a post, so he checked it out and liked it.
But it was like autopilot likes by Craig.
We appreciate it, though.
Speaking of reality, we won't have to dive too deep, but I'm curious, did you watch the VPR reunion yet, part one?
Yeah, I watched it because I knew we had to talk about it.
I just have to say that I'm obsessed with Ariana's dress. No?
She looks flawless.
Am I alone?
I'm surprised you didn't get any attention the way the red did, because I think this is also like a hot
fucking dress. Yeah, a hot number. I like this.
She looks good. I also hate to say, because I'm not enjoying her whatsoever, but Lala looks stunning.
She does. Pregnancy agrees with her.
But the color, her eye makeup.
Yeah.
She looks beautiful.
Her skin looks great.
And her attitude. James looks great too, honestly. James. He was never my type, but recently he's hitting a different era that I think he's looking really hot.
When he DJs on Instagram and you see his little muscles, oh, okay, James.
The veins in his arm, tan going on, and his blue eyes, he's just like glowing. He looks so happy. And
he is in his hot girl era. Sure. But speaking of our men, we've touched on this a little bit in the past, men and women and relationships and friendships. And I feel like we need to do a little bit deeper of a dive, mainly just because of some things going on in my personal life. So this is my selfish TED talk here, friends. Let's dive a little bit deeper into the male-female friendship. I know that we both think it's possible because we both have had them.
Yeah.
But I also feel like the people that I am close with who are men, I have known them my whole life. As much as they're these people close with me who I know will always be there for me, and big picture wise, and I've gotten close with their wives and their girlfriends and all of that, our relationship has definitely changed in how often we speak and hang out since they've been in more serious relationships.
Yeah, but is it necessarily just because you're the girl, or is it just because...
No, I think it's changed with anyone.
Right.
I think it's changed just because they're in that phase of their life.
Right. They become their main person, you know?
And right. I don't know that I can think of men that I've met since college in my adult life who I've just become friends with outside of like work, let's say, and only had a friendship with.
So I can because I don't have your situation. I mean, obviously I know the guys, but like I don't have, I'm not close with them the way you are. I feel like I always struggled with guy relationships growing up, and I always felt like it would cross over into some kind of intimacy. I didn't know the boundary of it. I was always confused, and I always struggled with that later in life when I decided to shut off all communication because I wanted to cleanse myself a little from my bad decisions. Don't know how to get the switch back on. But I feel as I've gotten older, I've met a lot of different men, all in different phases of life.
Have
And
they all been people you've met at work, though?
not just work, no, outside of work, in the build, in my building, maybe out and about. It's something that I know right away if I'm interested or not. And since I have not dated recently, maybe this is a little biased. If I'm not going to put the energy out, I don't ever see it as a threat. I don't even read into it that way anymore. If I was in a relationship and it's been a while, maybe I would start to get different feelings. If I was dating a guy that had a lot of girlfriends, I would definitely feel uncomfortable unless I got to know them. I definitely am more of a jealous type.
Right. I have like so many things to say. One, with being like dating a guy who has so many girlfriends, for me, what's weird is that I only have brothers. I grew up just around boys all the time, all their friends. My house was always the house that everyone was at. So to me, I have had my whole life these relationships with men that are platonic that I'd never consider dating these people. So I am always a little taken aback when I'm the girl, the friend who's a girl, and the girlfriend comes in and is like, who the fuck is this? I remember one of our friends, for example, back in our 20s when we were living in Long Beach. At the time, me and Renee were the only two who actually had a house there. So everyone would just sleep at our house all
Yeah, we
weekend.
did.
He was dating this girl. And the first time she came to my house and met me, she was like, wait, you're Ryan? She's like, this whole time I thought you were a guy. And she was like a little put off. He's been sleeping here every weekend. I was like, yeah, he sleeps on the couch. So that has always been a little weird for me. And I'm like, okay. Take yourself out of it and be her and see like where she's coming
I
from,
would
you
say
know?
most girls would probably feel more like she would, but then if she spent any time with you and realized that it's just like a
We actually
routine
became
kind of
fast
thing,
friends.
but initially, yeah, I feel like that would be something.
I kept asking about work because I definitely have met colleagues at work who I've never had any type of romantic feelings for or relationship for, never like drunkenly made out or anything. Who I've remained like so close with. Like,
Have you had those
I,
romances?
so what at my first job when I was young,
Okay.
so embarrassing. My first job in New York City, and I thought he was so cute. I was low man in my office, so I would have to work at the front desk for during lunch once a week to cover for the receptionist. And every time he'd walk by with his class, I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. He's so handsome, blah, blah, and he's such a nice guy, and whatever. It's such a little schoolgirl crush. I was probably 24 years old. And then I told one of the guys who I was actually friends with at work that I thought he was cute. This other man was cute. And he's like, well, at the Christmas party, you got to talk to him. So I ended up getting fucking drunk at the Christmas party, hammered, and ended up making out with him that night. I don't really remember anything. I slept at his house. We didn't hook up because I was too drunk and had to go to work together the next morning. Okay. Then this is so embarrassing. My
This is
first
so
Christmas party at
great.
this job. And
So
then.
great.
Then we went on a date and we came to Long Beach. He lived in Queens, takes me out. And as we're talking, I'm like, oh, this guy is not my kind of guy. First of all, even the way he was dressed, I'm like, oh, okay, I like him better in his work clothes.
Classic 20s, I'll tell you
Yes,
that.
it was so awkward. He was definitely not the guy for me. I think I would have eaten him alive and like chewed him up and spit him out kind of thing. He was way too vanilla for me. And in a way where I didn't even find it endearing. So I proceeded to then, again, I was 24, get hammered drunk again. And
Did it get better?
one of our good guy friends is having a Christmas party. And I'm like, oh, why don't you come with me now that I'm hammered and bring him to the Russo family Christmas party, like a fucking Stunad. And everyone, all my guy friends are like, Ryan. What are you doing? Students were there. I brought a date who I knew I was never going to hang out with again. But then I had to go to work with this guy. And obviously, after I bring him to a friend's Christmas party, he thought that, like, I liked him and that this was going to go somewhere. And I was like, oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea. It was so
Honestly,
awkward.
Honestly, classic move, because I used to do that in my 20s too. I never knew how to get out of a date. I know we talked about this. Like, I used to, like, call up Caitlin, show up somewhere where I knew people were. Right. If I was not into the guy, just to, like, buffer it. And now it's, like, more of a crew hangout. And then you can kind of, like, phase it out.
Going home with my friends and you don't feel the pressure to, like, leave with them or kiss them or anything like that. Yeah. Yeah,
totally. Love that.
After that, I have never even considered dabbling in a work romance. But I did have a lot of work friends who were men.
Majority of the places that I have worked at, I have dated somebody.
Really?
Or hooked up.
Do you have that fucking awkwardness after, like I did? Oh, God, now I'm going to see this person.
Yeah, of course. Some were heartbroken. And this is when I was young. I, like, manage now, so obviously not. But I was young. I was in these, like, whatever jobs, and I was just kind of crawling through. I definitely had my fun.
You hear all the time about people meeting their spouse.
They get married. Right. Yeah. It wasn't me.
Especially in, right, not me either. Especially in education. Any private school I've ever worked in, there's always at least five or six, like, couples of people who either met there or they started there and then their husband came to teach there later. I just want to touch on that. I do hate, because even though I am someone who has a lot of guy friends and who has plenty of friends that I've never hooked up with, I do think that that's a thing. I think it goes back to the younger. If you hooked up with them or dated them when you were, like, in middle school, then yes, I think as an adult, you could still be friends. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I think you can, like, meet someone who you were messing around with in your late 20s and then suddenly they're a lifelong friend. At least that hasn't happened for me. I'm sure it has for other people. But there is nothing I hate more, or nothing that says to me, like, you're like a backstabbing hoe, is when you meet a girl and she's like, oh no, I, like, only have guy friends. Girls are so petty. And I'm like, so basically you are just not a good friend. Because if you can't have women in your corner who love you, or a woman, like, you just need one. If you can't have one woman out there willing to vouch for you other than, like, your mother, then you're pretty shitty.
When I was younger, I was so intimidated by the girls. And I felt like I was intimidated by the boys too, but it just didn't feel as maybe catty or gossipy, or you had a compete. As I've gotten older, I've been definitely more of the girl's girl. Like, not that I wasn't a girl's girl back then, but I was always intimidated.
That might be just, like, growing up, right? And being more secure with yourself and
100%
being able to put yourself in better situations and be better in relationships. You mentioned that you've had some things where it's been like, I don't know if this is just a friendship or if this is more. Can we talk more about the blurred lines? Because I found myself recently in, like, a situation, I feel like, where I wasn't sure. And then I feel like I'm naive, because I also never think anyone is hitting on me.
Same age, I don't either. So I'm with you.
Right. Whether I'm at a bar or you're someone I've known my whole life, and you're hitting on me, you need to make it really fucking blatantly clear, because
you pretty much have to say, I'm hitting on you. Do you get it?
Because unless I've met you on Hinge or Bumble, I'm going to assume that you just want to be friends.
Right. I can't pick it up either. I can't read it. Like, are you just being friendly? Like, is this your natural personality, a little flirtatious?
I think I have a little bit of a flirty personality in general. So I do naturally assume that people are not hitting on me, and their intentions are just to be friends. I have never successfully had a blurred line situation. Where you've either successfully started dating or successfully become friends after you hooked up.
I feel like my entire situation.
Life is blurred lines. Yeah.
I feel like my situationships have always been blurred. My most recent one has been turning more into a successful friendship. But to be honest with you, that it takes a little bit too, because you have to adjust your mindset. And there is a little awkwardness along the way. Mature enough to get there.
Yes.
With no, like, pain in that regard. If you're half in, half out, for the most part, I've kind of was like, oh, this was fun. This was great. And, like, see you later, you know?
So I'm really bad at floating with things. In my 20s, that's where I lived. I don't think I loved it. I think I just was emotionally not in a space where I was ready to be in a relationship. So I would run first, or I would be standoffish and not let myself get too close. Now I'm at a spot where I can't just, like, be sleeping with someone and not think you're my boyfriend. Like,
so if I meet somebody, right, there are certain criteria that you have in your head of somebody that you would bring around their family, that you would date. There's other times where you connect with someone because it's just fun and you're being playful, but you know it's not going to go past that. But I don't want that anymore, so I haven't done that. You know, right, if I'm going to get involved at this stage, you know, I know, and this is where I feel like me and you go wrong, is that when you date, like, you're supposed to date multiple people, and there comes to a point where you do have the conversation of, I don't want to talk to other people. I want to be exclusive with you. And we have a hard time with that. I get possessive. If we're going to do something sexually, you better not be fucking around with anybody else.
Right. I get, even for myself, there are times of the day where I'm like, if my fucking phone goes off one more time, I'm going to lose my shit. I can't imagine having to juggle speaking to people.
I don't have it in me personality wise. Right. It's like a fucking second, third job.
It feels disingenuine. Right. It feels disingenuine on my part. And I'm sure people out there do it and are genuine. God bless. Yeah. I feel like I couldn't be like my genuine self on these dates or be fully present if I were also talking to someone else.
That's why I think
personally.
I think that's why I suck at it. Issues.
Yeah.
We're like one woman men and we just do it one step at a time. I wish I was a little more carefree. I wasn't so rigid and structured. I wish I could just be a little more free and relaxed and go with the flow and feel comfortable in my skin to just, sometimes I think guys want to hear that you're a little hard to get and that maybe someone else is interested. I think there is part of that game to it that I'm just removing. And I'm just like, hey, all or nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm here.
So.
Come over. Doors always unlocked. I have no other plans.
I'm waiting. I've been waiting all day. Like, you coming? So what are we doing tomorrow and this weekend?
I think what I struggled with most with this most recent situation was that I was like, oh, am I putting out a vibe that I am looking for just fun, or am I not putting out the vibe of what I really am? Maybe I'm not aware of how I'm coming off.
Men just wanting to like get in, get out? Is that what you're...
We have known each other from the past and I truly thought it was just a friend thing. Was not, oh, this
how
is wonderful.
How far in the past? What age range were
like
you?
Like elementary school.
Not like a typical dating app guy who doesn't know
No,
you.
No. This is someone I've known. We've been friends before, so that's what this is. And I really was happy to keep it that way because I do have a feeling that there's a reason this person's come into my life, just considering everything they're going through and some of my family dynamics that I think.
And you might be giving some of that back and
right.
Some
and for right. Like, there's definitely a reason. Then when he made a move, I was a little taken aback, but was also into it. But when I got to a point where I was like, look, I can't be having sex with someone regularly and like not be dating them. And then I was right. It was like too much for what he's going through. And honestly, I knew that. The logical part of your brain knows that.
I was just going to say, normally when someone's going through something heavy, the lines do get blurred with infatuation and comfort, but not necessarily they have the ability to offer anything else.
I do genuinely care about him. There's this part of me that's like, wait, am I putting out this vibe that I'm the type of girl who's like down to just not have a relationship? I'm fucking 37 years old. Like, is that really what I'm putting out?
I don't think it was you. I think it's more of just where he is. The fact that he knew you in the past just might have been like old kind of fall into place kind of thing.
There's this, you just know, there is
that boundary. Up,
Now it feels like there needs to be like a boundary. And I know boundaries are a good thing, but I struggle with them.
I had someone reach out from my elementary school. We started talking a bit and he wanted to take me on a date and he said he would come to the city. And then all of a sudden just kept getting distant and distant with not wanting to come to the city. And I didn't have an interest in getting involved. And this was not something that I thought we were just like catching up. And it seemed like there was something more that was coming about.
Right.
And then when I said, like, look, if you don't want to come to the city, it's completely fine. But, like, we don't need to do this dancing pony. Like, I'm good.
Right. I'm not begging you to fucking come here. Yeah.
Right. You connected me because you wanted to, like, catch up, not because this is supposed to be anything more than that. And then he kind of, like, turned and got a little crazy on me and I blocked him. Ever since then, it was so tainted from that. And I was kind of disappointed because I really thought he was a decent guy. And
that's difficult, especially when it comes when your feelings are involved. That's the other thing my therapist always says to me is like, Don't try and add logic to an illogical situation.
That's great. Love that advice. That's true. Do you want me to try hypnotherapy? I think it's the next step.
Yeah, I would be down for that. Layer. I'm open to anything, you know, that helps you self-evaluate and grow.
It just makes you a little more, like, calmness in your mind. Yeah. It just, like, gives you a little more...
I could use a little calmness in my mind. I started reading this other book, part two of the book I was reading before. Thank God it came. Because the little gap I had there when I wasn't reading, I was not sleeping well because my mind was not shutting off.
Yeah.
And at least when I'm reading this book, it kind of helps me to shut my mind off. It's so good. There's like sex scenes in it that I was not expecting because in the first book. Right. In the first book, the sex scene didn't happen until probably like the last 100 pages. This is a 500-page book. It really wasn't the main plot of the story, at least for the first book. So this relationship wasn't. In the second book, it's way more prevalent. But my friend who recommended it to me did not tell me that this love story. She said she gave the book to her fucking grandma. I came in after I read the sex scene. I was like, you gave. And it was a graphic, like 50 Shades of Grey kind of sex scene. Like they were using the C-O-C-K word. And I was like, wait, you gave this book to your grandma? And now I'm reading this book. And I've recently been talking to this guy who I met on Hinge. We're actually going to go on a date this weekend. So hopefully that goes well. But we had an awesome conversation. He said something about going to bed. And I was like, well, honestly, like, I feel like I have to warn people about this. You know this about me. I, at 9 o'clock on a school night, I go dark.
I thought it was 8. Now it's 9. Good for you. That is a It's an upgrade.
I push back to 9. I start slowly not answering at around 8 o'clock, but I go full do not disturb at 9 p.m. Like, do not disturb. I am reading my book and I'm in bed. So I feel like I need to warn new people that I'm talking to about that because they might think like, oh, okay.
Not at 9.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
I told him this and he was like, right. He was like, oh, but I thought you said you didn't get like that you have trouble sleeping. I was like, well, especially the last couple nights, I've been staying up like a good hour and a half after I get in bed reading. So he asked what I was reading. Oh, and I'm like, Iron Flame. So he writes back like 20 minutes later and he's like, oh, I had to Google it because I didn't know what that was. And it says it's a sci-fi romance fiction or something. And he's like, what's that?
What's that about?
Don't judge me based off of that description. This is like Hunger Games meets Game of Thrones with like sex and adults and dragons and it's and war. It's actually pretty amazing. And he's like, it sounds like something I'm never going to read.
I went back on Hinge. I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm starting the process again. We're getting back out there, girls.
I love it. It is summertime. Maybe we need to approach the summer with let's just have fun and go on dates. That's a good idea, right?
Yeah. Because you're going to want to do stuff after work because it's right. So nice out. So
that's what we should do. Maybe we make some kind of pact, like a...
You're already in the mix. I'm just in training wheels.
Okay,
I'm on the wheel yet. I'm not even on the bike. I'm standing next to the bike.
Let's make it super easy. By the end of the summer, if we haven't, like, met the guy where you're constantly going out with him, that we can promise each other that we'll go on at least 4 dates by the end of the summer. That's like 2 dates a month case. We could do that.
Fine. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I love that. All right. I love that for us.
So did you watch The Valley?
Speaking of dysfunctional, are Jesse.
Janet. I hate Janet.
Thank you. I
really do. I don't care if you're pregnant or not. Like, you hate her. Suck.
She sucks. She's such a gaslighter. The way she was gaslighting Zach and making it seem like it was his fault. That he wasn't invited or that he shouldn't feel entitled to be invited to my baby moon. Like, bitch, you invited the entire cast except for him. And you're going to say it's because he was talking shit, but we all know it's because he's friends with Kristen and that's all.
And he wasn't talking shit. Is that he said something that you said and he took the fall for it.
That you said.
Right. And then on top of it, you didn't invite Kristen to the hibachi night. So she didn't invite you.
Oh, true. So that's why she didn't invite you. So, I forgot about that.
It's not as if it just came out of nowhere. You started the rift.
Exactly. And again, the gaslighting, she's trying to make it seem like Kristen started it by not inviting her. She's not my cup of tea, this Janet. No, honestly,
She's Nia. That's all I could focus on is that I literally cannot stand. And she's getting way too much attention on the show.
I know.
She's getting way too much TV time. And I'm just like, ugh.
I really like Nia, the like.
She's the best one. I mean, she's like flawless, stunning, normal, human.
Nia and her husband. And Danny, is it? Nia and Danny? I honestly, I'm so bad with these reality shows. I don't remember their names until they make it to like. Until you make it to season two.
Remember Jesse because he's
just. I still right now on Jersey, it's Danielle and Fuda's second season. And I can't remember if Fuda's first name is Brittany or Rachel in this moment.
But I don't know Danielle's husband's name.
Me either.
I don't even know her last name.
But Danielle gives me Brittany vibes, our friend Brittany.
Oh, and, 1,000%.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
It's very funny.
Show
that all bunch of loons.
Yeah, I don't want to like deep dive. We just had to do a little drive-by.
Yeah, just a little drive-by. Because our shows are happening.
I have a show for you.
What
you like food shows, right?
I love food shows.
Okay, did you watch 24 and 24?
I didn't.
Chef Standing.
No,
Ryan. It is probably one of the best or second best cooking. Challenge, championship, whatever out there.
24 in 24.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. Where can I watch it?
I think it's HBO.
Okay.
HBO Max. I was hooked. I haven't watched the ending yet. I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Oh, anyway, have a happy Memorial Day, friends.
Oh my God. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Hope you have great, fun times, and it's going to be sunny and bright and pool weather and beach weather.
Yes.
But if not, it's game day in with hanging out with friends, having some drinks, chilling. Hit the follow button and tune in to new episodes every Tuesday. Stream on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, socials on Instagram and TikTok, and we'll see you next Tuesday.